Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Works, Labors, and Services. Chapter 3. Precedent works and that are prerequisites for other works. After seeing that an appropriate option for works also previously requires an adequate works classification referential, we can move more objectively to some aspects according to the kingdom of God that are directly associated with this reference point. For this reason, the Lord also instructs us to practice the work of seeking His kingdom and His righteousness first. And once a person does the work of seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, one will soon be able to realize, with the Lord's help, that there are some works in this kingdom that are crucial for evaluating and choosing other works. According to the kingdom of God, there is a variety of good works to be done by people in the world. However, these are only considered good indeed if they are practiced according to proper alignment with other works that precede them. Thus, according to the heavenly kingdom, there are works that act as prerequisites for other works. In life in line with the heavenly kingdom, as seen in the previous chapter, the practice of outward works is also validated by the works that an individual practices in one's heart. Unlike in the world, where people can even do external works according to their civil laws and still have their hearts far from what is good, works before God are measured, first, from what is in the people's hearts. Before the Lord, an individual's inner and outward works are equally visible or patent. Hebrews 4:13. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Psalms 94:11. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. The understanding that both good and evil works before God are already known from within a person's heart is one of the points that also led the psalmist to practice the prayer described in the psalm presented below. Psalms 139:1-4, and 23-24. O Lord, You have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up, You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, You know it altogether. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Thus, once an individual understands that the inner works are prerequisites for the outer works, one can also conclude that the inner works are those that need to be well known and practiced first so that the others are also profitable. The Lord wants people to practice seeking His kingdom first, both to be cleansed of inward works that do not come from Him and to be filled with the good gifts that come from the heavenly kingdom. For the outward works that an individual practices end up expressing much of what one's heart is full of, as we also exemplify in the following texts. Mark 7:21-22. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. James 4:8-10. Draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Ephesians 5:18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. In this way, it is in the work of seeking a personal relationship with Christ, and with his heavenly kingdom, that a person can effectively prepare oneself to be able to correctly choose the practice of good works, as well as to reject the works that oppose the will of the Lord. We remember here yet that more aspects about seeking, in the first place, the kingdom of God and his righteousness are described in a more detailed and extensive way in the subjects on the gospel of the kingdom of God and the gospel of God's righteousness. Finally, in this chapter, to further emphasize the importance of seeking the Lord and his kingdom to come to live a new inner condition for the accomplishment of works, we present below one more last text to emphasize what has been said in this chapter about the works that serve as a precedent reference for the other works. Colossians 3:1-14. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, or will manifest himself, then you also will appear, or be manifested, with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfection.